J-class boats are different from the high-tech carbon fiber catamarans used in modern-day racing. These long wooden yachts are a throwback to the America's Cup races of the early 20th century.
And at their time in the 1920s and 30s, they were the absolute bleeding edge of yacht design, of crewing ability, of sail design.
That's Andy Green, a highly sought-after race announcer in the sailing world, walking along the docks at the Newport Shipyard where several J-class boats are moored.
On the left here is Topaz, and a lot of these boats come up for the summer for the season of racing, and it's been that way for 100 years.
These boats are refurbished originals or new constructions built using Jazz Age designs. Today, there are only 11 official J-class boats in existence. Six of them are here in Newport, an extremely rare event. To give you a sense of scale, these slender boats are longer than a tennis court. They're sleek and sit low to the water.
And the idea of the design is there's a huge overhang at the front and at the back. And what happens is when the boats put their sails up and they tip over, the whole length of the boat ends up being in the water.
It's a dramatic sight, a massive boat leaning at a 45-degree angle towards the water as its sails catch the wind. A boat can look like it's about to capsize. It probably would if not for the crew members who must run to the opposite side of the boat to counterbalance the vessel.
You've never seen anything like this before.
Sailor Ken Reed will be on one of those boats. He's skippering the J-class yacht, Hanneman.
This is going to be a scene, six of these boats on the starting line. I don't know, if all of a sudden a bunch of hot air balloons flew over the harbor, you'd stop and go, my goodness, look at that. That is wild. Well, it's got kind of that, even if you're not a sailor, it's got that same aura to it.
J-class boats present a unique challenge to racers like Reed, who typically compete on zippy carbon fiber catamarans.
So the first thing for a guy like me is I have to adapt to sailing a boat that maneuvers very slowly. You turn the wheel and essentially you count to five Mississippi before anything starts happening.
Speed is not what makes this race dramatic. The boats will only reach a top speed of about 12 knots, around 13 miles per hour. The real spectacle is the size of these boats and the dozens of people it takes to race them.
It's real choreography. We have what we call the playbook, and it is a full-blown playbook of every single maneuver, who does what, who touches what, who pulls this rope, who lets this one go, who raises, who lowers.
Reed says it's strenuous, athletic work, and there's the real possibility a sailor could fall overboard. Then there's the force exerted by the wind, the ocean, and the crew physically pulling on the boat as it moves through the water.
We're not naive enough to understand that when you're talking about the loads on these boats and massive loads, that people get hurt. If you're not in the right spot at the right time, people can get hurt. So we also take the safety aspect of it very seriously.
In a much smaller boat, race announcer Andy Green motors out of Newport Harbor.
We're going past Goat Island, and on the left is Fort Adams, and in front of us is the Pell Bridge. So a couple of the races for the J-boats will start right here in the bay.
On race days, no one will be allowed out here. In fact, smaller boats will be on the water clearing the course for the J-boats. But Green says spectators will still get a great view from land.
It's really about seeing them in person. It's seeing the power, the majesty, the sail area, the 35 crew on each of the boats, seeing them try to maneuver around each other.
Skipper Ken Reed says events like these are an economic boon to the state's tourism industry, and they celebrate the natural beauty of the ocean.
Listen, this isn't football, baseball, hockey, basketball. This isn't going to fill up a stadium every day. But I think that's thinking about it too specific. That's blinders on. We do fill up a stadium every day. It happens to be called Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island Sound. It's full every day of people that not just live here, but people visiting here.
Sailing may not have the mass popular appeal of football or baseball, and many people won't have the opportunity to step aboard boats like these, but the event is free to watch for anyone who can get to the shoreline this week. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.